Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We haven't heard about yet, but you will, because I am not sure that the Supreme Court can avoid taking up this case. The case is called LLC 303 Creative LLC versus Alenis, and it's all about not a wedding cake this time. No, it's not pastry. This is a website. Now, you'd think, wouldn't you, Mr. Whalen, wouldn't you think that a website would be the very essence of protected free speech, something that you're deciding to post and design for other people to be posted on the Internet?
Yes, indeed, and that's what the Tenth Circuit majority, in fact, started with. It recognized that what we're talking about here was pure speech, creation of wedding websites. And what's most nefarious about this opinion is that it actually expresses the First Amendment speech interest in the strongest possible form, but then finds that they're somehow defeated by the supposed governmental interest. And, you know, the amazing thing is the court basically says that, and pardon the legal jargon here, but it's applying the highest standard of strict scrutiny, and says that this law that would require that this website designer offer
consequences for your free speech if, for instance, you say something that is racist or you say something that is demonstrably false, misleading people, should that cost you your job? Or is that a violation of your First Amendment rights? We'll talk to Ted Rahl about that. And there is much more on the ivermectin wonder cure. No, really. And it's not just here in the United States. It's been tried heavily elsewhere. What were the results? We will give you an answer to that. And we will continue, of course, talking about the breakdown in Congress. Because even though the House and the Senate passed, and, okay, we were saved from having a government shutdown. But that doesn't mean that we're saved from having a potential default on our debt, because the Republicans and the Democrats seem unable to come together on the simple expedient of raising our debt ceiling, which has been done 80 times since World War II. 80. And why is it so impossible for us to do it now? Why exactly is our politics so bitter and is the polarization so extreme? Even compared to, 20 years ago in the Bush era, there's some interesting observations about that by Ross Douthat of the New York Times. We will get to that as well in a very busy edition of the Medved Show. And, oh, yeah, what about some of those statues that were knocked down in cities across the country, particularly in this case, Portland, Oregon, where they knocked down statues of three U.S. presidents, Lincoln, Washington, Theodore Roosevelt. Those statues coming back? Well, no. Why not? We will get to that issue as well on the Medved Show. But first up, maybe it's not a tweet of the day because it's not a tweet, but it just could be the quote of the day. This is clip number 14 And there's a Representative Torres, Democrat, who is a very liberal Democrat, who gives a unique and distinctive, a golden turkey-worthy, really, perspective on the $3.5 trillion in spending that he and his progressive so-called allies want. Listen, clip 14.
Now, I'm loath to put an arbitrary number out there, and there's misconception about the price tag of the Build Back Better Act. You know, the Build Back Better Act, the original drafts, is not $3.5 trillion over the course of a year. It's over the course of 10 years. So it's $350 billion, which for a $20 trillion economy like ours, it is a modest investment. So I think it's short-sighted to focus on the price tag. We obviously have to be mindful of the concerns of Senator Manchin and Sinema. We have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to combat climate change, to cut child poverty through an expanded child tax credit, to provide long-term care to senior citizens.
Yeah.
And instead of focusing on the price tag, I'd rather focus on the people whose lives are going to be uplifted.
Okay, this is an unbelievable thing, and there's a point here that was made that I think is extraordinarily valid and appropriate. He's saying that a $3.5 trillion spending package, the Build Back Better Act, it says, sounds less painful if you say it that way, Build Back Better Act. Basically, it's harder to understand, which maybe I think is part of the idea. In any event, when he says it's a modest investment, there are two words that never, ever should be used in the same sentence. The first of those words is trillions. The second of those words is modest. How do you possibly fit that together? Oh, yeah, great. It's $3.5 trillion, but that means every year it's a mere $350 billion. I mean, that's $350 billion on top of everything else we spend. It is an increase in spending for the next 10 years, and you know they wouldn't stop with that, of that level of billions, really? It is bizarre.
The Build Back Better Act.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all. And then his colleague, Pramila Jayapal, representative from Seattle, Democrat, of course, then also talks about $1.5 trillion, which is what Joe Manchin has suggested, and what's wrong with that figure. Keep in mind, when you hear Congresswoman Jayapal speaking, she's talking about $1,500 billion. And $1 billion is $1,000 million. Not $100 million, $1,000 million. You're talking about so much money. You're clearly, I think somebody has computed it. If you were talking about getting $1 a minute for every day of the last 2,000 years since in the Common Era, and you're only getting $1 every minute, you still wouldn't be up to $3.5 trillion. You wouldn't have made it. That's the kind of money we're talking about. There's also an announcement today with great pride. We're going to talk about craziness. Headline, New York City gave out $25 million on a $100 cash for vax bonus. This was just announced with great pride by Mayor de Blasio. City government has doled out $25 million to payments to New Yorkers getting their shots in exchange for $100 over the last 2 months, as 250,000 people have taken advantage of the bonus program. Okay, I think it's good for people to get vaccinated. You clearly want that. That's the whole idea of a vaccine bonus. But giving out $100 to people who have delayed to this point, where the people who did the right thing and got vaccines immediately, when they are free, why are we rewarding people who, to some extent, have prolonged the problem by giving them $100 each, when it clearly doesn't do the job of getting everybody vaccinated who needs to get vaccinated? This is bizarre. But there is more. We will go to the whole idea of what you do about unvaccinated people. or just ignore them. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show, Mayor Bill de Blasio is doing really the best thing he's done in his entire mayoralty, his entire term of service. He's leaving. He did not run for re-election. He's going to be replaced almost certainly by Eric Adams, who is a more moderate lefty. I mean, if that's not a contradiction in terms, he is a liberal. But again, he's also a former police lieutenant who I think will have some respect for law enforcement, which is important. De Blasio, not so much. He also has no respect, really, for logic. He's announcing proudly the success, he says, of his Cash for Vax program, where they gave out $100 each to some 250,000, a quarter million New Yorkers, a cost to the city of $25 million. And by the way, I'm sure it's more than that, because it costs something to administer a program like this, to make sure that people who do get vaxxed put in their application and the money gets sent out to them. And great. So a bunch of folks have gotten $100 each in order to get vaccines. And here's Mayor de Blasio asked the longest winded question from a reporter I think I have ever heard. But it's worth getting in there because he can't really believe it, wrap his head around it. And I think there are a lot of people out there hearing that. Is however you feel about vaccines, how is it fair? In what universe where people who made sacrifices and stepped ahead and did the right thing, they should get no reward other than the reward of their lives for actually protecting themselves. But the people who were either too lazy or too uncertain or too unsure, who delayed and delayed and delayed to this very late stage for half a year at least to get their vaccines, those folks are getting $100 each from the city. Here's the exchange with Mayor de Blasio of New York City. Listen.
Second question on, you know, the $100 incentives the city's been using, and I'm not necessarily questioning the merits of that and the what you've achieved on it, but you know, do you find it like a bit? Does it bother you at all that the city has had to pay $25 million to kind of get people to do something that's I think that you would agree is a common sense move, is to get vaccinated. I'm just wondering kind of what you think about that. I mean, it's $25 million. I think you could argue it's money well spent, but at the same time, still, it's $25 million.
Look, it's money well spent, unquestionably. Picking up another quarter million vaccinated people, that's incredibly helpful to the city. And you can see it in the reduction in COVID in the city. You can see it in the hospitalization rate going down. You can see it in our recovery speeding up. It was absolutely worth it. I understand your point. I really wish people had heard all of the science, all of the facts, all the information that was being offered to them and done, you know, the right thing before the incentive. But I do want to say with some sympathy, people have been fed a nonstop diet of misinformation, very much coming out of the reality of the rise of Donald Trump and all the forces unleashed by
it. Blame it on Trump who invented the
And beyond that, there's a lot of distrust out there. There's a lot of distrust of authority that has grown and grown and grown. In my lifetime, I'm kind of shocked, honestly.
You've contributed.
That we went from too little questioning of authority to the point where now, even when the authorities are right, they are not believed by lots of people just for showing up. You know, there's just literally an inability to hear even our healthcare leaders when they're telling the truth. And that's sad to me. So I think, Michael, it's a reflection of the times we're living in. I don't think it has to be this way forever. I think people will get it at some point and start to give a little more respect to the folks out there who really are offering them the truth. But a lot has happened to cause distrust and misunderstanding, and we've had to fight against that. This has been one of the tools that's worked.
Okay, how's that a tool that's worked? The truth of the matter is mandates work. And there have been stories from all around the country. Everywhere they have placed on mandates, even where they're unpopular, they work. Because people figure, am I really going to lose my job? Remember, there were all these predictions that there would be hundreds of thousands of people. But everywhere in California, in the major California cities where they do have mandates for people working in healthcare and people working in education, people working in law enforcement, there are tiny numbers of people who were frankly crazy enough to sacrifice a job because they won't get a vaccine. And the idea that somehow offering money for people or prizes is going to take care of it, that it seems to me is hardly the way you build back faith and authority. And I'm one of the points that Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, mentioned is, okay, instead of a $100 reward being able to buy someone getting a vaccine, how about a $100 fee if you don't get the vaccine? It makes it easy for people to, if they really, really care. And then that can pay for other people getting the reward. In other words, if Johnny doesn't want to get a vaccine, he pays $100. By the way, I'm not suggesting this seriously. It's not workable seriously. But the principle of thing, he pays $100 because he won't get the vaccine and he has some cost to society and to the recovery of the economy and all the rest of it. And somebody else gets that same $100 that he has paid in. But the point is that there should be no reluctance. We have mandates for polio and for measles and for rubella, German measles, and tetanus and all kinds of other shots all over the country. There's not a state in the union that doesn't have some kind of vaccine mandate. And it's one of those things that's made America enormously more prosperous and healthy. We were ravaged by smallpox before they could get things taken care of. Back in June, Jay Inslee, governor of Washington, announced incentives for his vaccine. They included, for everybody's vaccine, lottery cash drawings with prizes totaling $2 million, higher education tuition and expenses assistance, sports tickets and gear. A lot more run on Seahawks gear right now. Too bad about the Mariners. Gift cards, airline tickets, and game systems and smart speakers. Okay, basically, it seemed like an okay idea when they started this in Ohio with Governor DeWine. But the whole idea of reducing this to the kind of thing like supermarket coupons, I mean, the vaccine is more important than that, and it really is a public duty and obligation. We also have a public duty and obligation to stay apprised of foreign threats to this country, like 56 Chinese aircraft in Taiwanese airspace. What's going on? We'll talk about it with Gordon Chang, coming right up on the Medved Show.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Supreme Court on Monday vacated a lower court ruling prohibiting the federal government from diverting funds from the military to construct the U.S.-Mexico border wall, sending the case back to the lower court for review. President Joe Biden, when he took office, canceled the Trump-era emergency declaration and returned the unspent funds to the Pentagon.
Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce discussed Democratic infighting over Biden's spending plan Monday. She believes much of what is in the $3.5 trillion spending bill is sold in terms that the public likes and not for what it really is.
The infrastructure. We talk about infrastructure bills. Well, we really care about infrastructure, but that's not what they're actually selling right now. This is why we care about it, so they use that phrasing. And in the meantime, tree equity is not infrastructure. The ports are...
This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gordon G. Chang, I am proud to say, is a regular guest on this show because the information he has to convey and the perspective he has to convey is so crucial to understanding the future security of the United States of America and what remains an indispensable Western alliance. Gordon is the author of The Coming Collapse of China and of the Great U.S.-China Tech War. He is reachable on his Twitter account at Gordon G. Chang. Okay, Gordon, there's a record incursion reported of 56 aircraft flying into Taiwanese airspace. According to the foreign ministry, the country is very concerned that China will launch a war against the island at some point. Has the Taiwanese government expressed similar concerns in the past as intensively as this one?
The answer to that question is not that I know of. Right now, it is concerned because we're seeing large flights of Chinese planes. The record up until about a week ago was 38 planes, and that was set on Friday, which is National Day in China. Saturday was 39. Sunday they took a breather, it was only 16, but today it's either 52 or 56, depending on who you talk to. And this is a significant escalation. So Taiwan's statement to Australia that they're preparing for war should be taken seriously, because we haven't heard this language out of Taipei.
Okay, can make clear, these airplanes we're talking about are not passenger planes. What are they?
These are fighter jets. They're also H-6K nuclear-capable bombers. They look like our B-52s. And so this is a significant threat to Taiwan, and that's why we've got to take this seriously. The United States has been marshaling assets in the area. For instance, we have three of our aircraft carriers are now in drills near Okinawa. But clearly, they would be sitting ducks for China's missiles. And so therefore, you know, we have, if hostilities were to begin now, we'd be at a significant disadvantage to what the Chinese were doing.
What is the Biden administration doing about this?
Not very much. Over the course of its term, we have seen, to its credit, the Biden team spend more time developing links with Taiwan. And that's really a continuation of the last year of the Trump policy. We have seen more transits through the Taiwan Strait by both the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Coast Guard, which is also good. But we are not matching China for what it's doing, which means that we are losing ground. And we were already far behind when Biden took office. So this really is not a good development. And I think that we have seen, for instance, words from the Biden administration. So, for instance, the State Department issued a statement on Sunday, but China isn't going to take that statement seriously.
Okay. One of the, at least, perspectives that I have heard that I think is at least intriguing is that the one thing that the United States could do most effectively and immediately to show some resolve here would be to go back to repair a mistake that was made by the previous administration and to signal our intent to join our allies in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which basically is a partnership against China. Do you think that would have any validity in sending a message on trade and on military security?
I think that would be a good thing, Michael. The Trump administration should not have withdrawn from the Trans-Pacific Partnership when it took office in January 2017. But joining TPP, or really it's evolved, it's got a new name now, is not going to be nearly sufficient. What we need to do is, first of all, flying our planes through China's air defense identification zone up and down the Taiwan Strait, and we probably should be using B-52s for that purpose to match what China's been doing. But also, ultimately, we need to extend to Taiwan an invitation that we would enter into a mutual defense treaty with the island. I know many people would say that's provocative, and it certainly is, but now, through very bad policies over the course of decades, we've gotten into ourselves into a position where there are no good solutions, and every road leading from today is exceedingly dangerous.
When you say exceedingly dangerous, let us say that China actually does strike some military resources, not civilians, but military resources of Taiwan. What then?
I believe that the United States should defend Taiwan. This is going to be difficult for America to understand. But if we don't defend Taiwan, we're going to lose our treaty relationships, not just in Asia, but around the world. After the fall of Kabul, our allies were disheartened. And if we allowed Taiwan to be absorbed by China, we might as well just pull up the barricades and hope that we can defend Guam and Hawaii and the American homeland, because our allies are not going to be able to help us, or won't help us.
Are there leaders in either party or in both parties who are speaking realistically about the need to defend Taiwan?
More so among Republican congressmen and maybe some Republican senators. You don't hear that much among the Democrats right now for various reasons, but I do believe that within, for instance, the Democratic senators, you would find support for defending Taiwan. So right now they've got other issues, so you don't hear very much about this. There's no political advantage to talking about another war. But we've got ourselves into a position where we need to defend ourselves, and this is one of those moments that people will remember. A friend of mine says that this is like 1937. 1937 was a year in which there was peace, but soon the world was going to be plunged into a conflict that was then unimaginable to anybody in 1937.
Which is a scary thought. Quickly, because we have very little time left, What is the most direct pitch to people who might doubt whether it's worth sacrificing American lives to defend Taiwan?
Taiwan is in the center of our defense perimeter that we've maintained for more than 100 years. It sits right at the center where the South China Sea and East China Sea meet, and we cannot allow China to absorb any democracy, especially one as important as Taiwan. So defending Taiwan is defending America in a very real sense.
Economic impact, if this continues to press toward war, we've had some tough days on the market recently.
Yes, and by the way, Taiwan manufactures our semiconductors, so say goodbye to any sort of new phone, any, you know, sophisticated product. This is like the end of supply chains, which now extend halfway around the world, and we are extremely vulnerable anyway. Expect scarcity at Christmas time, as Vice President Harris said in August when she was in Singapore. No Christmas this year.
Let's not cancel Christmas. Let's not cancel peace, however tenuous. Gordon G. Chang, you can find him on Twitter, where there's indispensable information you frankly don't get most other places. That's Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Coming up, are there no safe spaces? A U.S. senator, and not even a Republican, a Democrat U.S. senator who wants to resist spending the $3.5 trillion, yeah, that modest sum, is chased all the way into her bathroom stall. With what message? We will get to that and more about the ongoing breakdown in Washington, D.C. at a moment where we can hardly afford that kind of uncertainty and confusion when it comes to China and the rest of the world. Gordon G. Chang, thank you as always for joining us. We will be right back.
800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Continuing conflict paralyzing Washington, no, not between Republicans and Democrats, but between Democrats and Democrats, and between a Congress which is divided right down the middle, that no, it can't function with one side or another alone, particularly if that one side or another is deeply divided. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who is, along with Joe Manchin, one of the two Democrats who can effectively save this country from an additional $3.5 trillion, that's trillion, we're talking about $1,000 billion, which is an unimaginable amount of money. Kyrsten Sinema can help save the Republic from that kind of obligation. And she went home from Washington. She was making a presentation in her home state in Arizona, in Arizona State University in Phoenix. And protesters followed Senator Sinema into a bathroom to confront her on Build Back Better and immigration policy. I mean, how is this supposed to work? She was chased into a bathroom stall. It sounded a little bit like this before she came out to wash her hands. Listen.
Okay, I'll be back.
Sit down, we want to talk to you real quick. Can we talk to you real quick?
Hi, actually, I am heading out.
Right now is a real moment that our people need in order for us to be able to talk about what's really happening. We need a Build Back Better plan right now.
We knocked on the door first. We need solutions. The Build Back Better plan. We have the solutions that we need.
We knocked on doors for you to get you elected. And just how we got you elected, we can get you out of office if you don't support what you promised us.
We need 7 million citizenship for 7 million. We need the Build Back Better plan right now.
My name is Blanca. I was brought here to the United States when I was 3 years old. And in 2010, my grandparents both got deported because of SB 1070. And I'm here because I definitely believe that we need a pathway to citizenship. My grandfather passed away 2 weeks ago, and I was not able to go to Mexico and visit him because there is no pathway to citizenship. We need to hold you accountable to what you told us, what you promised us that you were going to pass when we knocked on doors for you. It's not right.
This is, look, very earnest young people. I have no idea how. What I'm thinking is Senator Sinema is thinking, I need a security detail. Look, if folks, even very polite, are going to bother you in the bathroom, in the midst, I mean, really, the one thing that you can say in behalf of these demonstrators is they didn't actually enter the stall. But to go into the bathroom, see, this is another argument against co-ed bathrooms, I guess, is at least you can limit who is going to, but someone who is going to feel so enormously empowered to actually go after, you'll pardon the expression, sitting U.S. senator while she is taking care of business, it's outrageous. And again, I think the one thing that she must be thinking about a new government expenditure that may have to be part of the Build Back Better bill is some kind of security detail. Because, look, there are enough crazy people and crazy things going on in this country. You can't always expect that the insistent leftist demonstrators are going to be as polite as these people were at Arizona State University. The nonsense continues because Biden, in light of this, he downplayed what happened to Sinema. This was at his press conference this morning, and he was asked about what had happened with her being accosted by constituents like this. And this is the way that the longtime U.S. senator saw it. This is clip 7.
President, you're talking about how you have 48 Democratic votes right now. The other two have been pressured over the weekend by activists. Joe Manchin had people on kayaks show up to his boat, PL Adam. Senator Sinema last night was chased into a restroom. Do you think that those tactics are crossing a line?
I don't think they're appropriate tactics, but it happens to everybody. From the only people it doesn't happen to are people who have Secret Service standing around them. It's part of the process.
Okay, is that fair? That it's part of the process? And isn't there something wrong with the process if that's it? At his press conference, Biden also had some words for Republicans who we should be trying to work with. Because if you can't work with the left of your own party because it's too far gone, at least you should be able to pick over a few of the opposition party, but not with language like this. This is clip 1.
Not only are Republicans refusing to do their job, they're threatening to use the power, their power, to prevent us from doing our job. Saving the economy from a catastrophic event. I think, quite frankly, it's hypocritical, dangerous, and disgraceful. Their obstruction and irresponsibility knows absolutely no bounds, excuse me, especially as we're clawing our way out of this pandemic. Democrats will meet our responsibility and obligation to this country. We're not expecting Republicans to do their part. They made it clear from the beginning. We tried asking to no avail. We're just asking them not to use procedural tricks to block us from doing the job that they won't do. Meteor is headed to crash into our economy. Democrats are willing to do all the work stopping it. Republicans just have to let us do our job. Just get out of the way. If you don't want to help save the country, get out of the way so you don't destroy it.
Okay, is he within bounds to say that the Republicans are trying to destroy America, that they want the meteor to hit the country? This is part of what's wrong with our country right now. It used to be that our politics, it was often very bitter, very contentious, but it was all about, okay, what is it you want to do to achieve the same goals. Republicans and Democrats would have a very different view of how to build up American security, but both sides wanted to build up American security. Republicans and Democrats might have a very different view of what to do about the taxation system, but both sides wanted a taxation system that would deliver the money that we need for taxes and that would try to be based on some principles of fairness. Today, right now, in so many issues, it's not only disagreeing about means, it's disagreeing about goals. I mean, you see this most of all in terms of the pandemic. It's not as if both sides are just arguing as, well, what's the best way to curb the pandemic? There are people out there who are arguing basically that the whole effort to curb the pandemic is illegitimate, that it's a violation of freedom of choice, that it's an overreaction to a disease that isn't so serious. We have a number of emails that we're going to get to, and people who wanted to contact to get my response on that. My response is this logic that Republicans are trying to destroy America. When you believe not just that they are wrong, they can be wrong, Democrats can be wrong, but that they are evil. And if you believe that you're trying, the one side is trying to destroy America, that one side is trying to destroy people's life savings, put people in danger, that you can't acknowledge that there is even agreement on something as fundamental as trying to keep our medical system functioning, trying to prevent the kind of situation that has stricken Alaska, which suddenly is now by far the worst country, the worst state in the Union. Now, Alaska is not a separate country, despite there used to be an Alaska Independence Party. Why is that going on? We will get to that. We'll also speak about the threat to rationality. A new book about rational thinking and rational, to some extent, politics by Steven Pinker of Harvard, Bill Gates' favorite writer ever. We will get to that and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.